This session, we're going to talk about the development of history according to Rav Kook. Last session, we talked about the brief biography of Rav Kook. Rav Kook's idea of the development of history is very unique. He viewed it not merely as a series of events, but as a divine process that unfolds with meaning and purpose. He believed that there were essentially three stages of Jewish history: Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash; Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the exile afterwards; and the modern era. And he writes in a number of places the following idea. So in Orot, he writes that, and he has an essay in Orot on page 102, and he writs that there are two big basic ideas of mankind. There's the national idea, there's what he calls the Tzura Ha-Le'umit, the national idea, the national form, and also there is Ha-Idea. I'm sorry, the Idea Halomit and Idea Halohit. There's the national idea and the divine idea. And he explains that societies can bring out the divine idea, and they attempt to do so in many different ways. Each nation tries to bring out a divine idea through different religions or different customs or different traditions, and they express themselves in different ways. And it's how that shapes society. Society wants to create a certain vision, a certain ideal, and sometimes different nations can have conflicting vision. And Rav Kook writes in Orot on page 104, he says that the Idea Halohit, the divine ideal that can be expressed, Berom HaGova VaHatama BiYisrael, that it reach its highest form through Israel, through the Jewish people. That our nation has the greatest ability to achieve this highest level of an expression of the divine idea. And he explains that we achieve this historically in the days of Shlomo, in the Binyan HaBayit HaRishon, in the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, BeHadar Tiferet Kvodo VeOz HaChem Sheitkaleh Bo, the glory of its glory and its honor and its strength of life that was revealed during this time of the first Beis HaMikdash, where we saw the Idea Halohit VaLumit HaMeshulavot Zo BaZo BaHatama HaHarmonit. We saw the divine ideal and the national ideal in sync and harmony with each other. During this time, it breathed the fullest life, and we sensed this type of spiritual experience. The question is why? And so, again, another essay, Derech Tchiya, he writes that he contrasts different types of religious life. He talks about how can you most fully experience spiritual existence. Says it's not actually through research, investigations, knowledge, rational inquiry, philosophy. That just results in seeing the outer signs of life. But the inner sign of life is through sensing spiritual experience. The way to sense a full spiritual life is by adding light. How do you add light? The best way, what he calls, I guess, in English, like substance spirituality, the highest way to achieve that is through nevuah, through prophecy, not through Talmud Torah. And that's why during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, it was a time when the national idea was able to fully bring about the divine idea. However, does point out that during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, HaMusar HaPrati, writes this in Orot, Od lo nizdakech lavo lidei midazu. Individual morality had not yet reached refinement to match the heightened spiritual aspiration that was desired. And it explains that during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, there was foreign influence, there was paganism, and at the end of the day, first Beis HaMikdash was a failure, was destroyed. And then comes the second Beis HaMikdash. And he says that what emerged from the Idea HaElohit, the divine idea, was hidden, and then it gave birth to Idea HaDatit, the religious idea. And this idea was Melabeshet et HaRishona, it enveloped the first idea. It did not deny the soul, the soul, which was the divine idea, but there was more of a focus on Hamusar Haishi Haprati, personal morality, Hadagala Chayi Netzach Haishim Hapratiim, concern for individual eternal life, Hadiyuk Haprati Shekol Maaseh Bodeda Mekushav Ruach Haklali, meticulous attention to individual actions. That was the focus. The focus of the Second Temple period, the Second Era, was the religious idea, personal morality, concern for the individual. And more than that, Talmud Torah replaced Nevuah, Chacham Adif Minavi. Learning replaced prophecy. There was no longer the feeling of the spiritual connection, but there was what he called academic spirituality. There was an emphasis on book learning, on Sfarim. And in his introduction to Ein Hayah, he contrasts the Kohen, where spirituality was based on intuition, with the Shofet of the Second Temple period, the judge, Chacham, who used text, precedents, to try to get to the connect to God. He used his rationality. And this is wonderful about this academic framework, Talmud Torah, focus on the individual, and it lasts, even after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, it lasts throughout the Golos. But unfortunately, he writes, it soon became too dry. There wasn't a feeling of like an inner spirituality. It was all about the minutia of halacha. Eventually, so what happened? False messiahs appear. He writes about this in Derech Tchiyah, that false messiahs appear and say, we don't need the halacha anymore. You know, we don't need the minutia of halacha. We just need to perhaps focus more on spirituality without halacha. And many of these false messiahs swayed the people until, of course, there was a realization about these false messiahs that they weren't correct. And what he writes is that despite all the bad in them, there was not lost the minute good that was contained in them. This arousal to tchiyah, to this, you know, resurrection of this inner spirituality, instead of outer Torah study. He said it conjured up the memory of the healthy stage of the nation in its early youth. It conjured up feelings of the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. And what emerged out of this? Hasidism came out of the feeling that we need something internal. We need to nourish our soul. Just the academics is not enough. The intellect is not enough. We need to sense God like how it was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, with intuition, with our soul, with our neshama. So then the Hasidism started, appeared on the scene, focused on the inner essence, the divine soul, and it began a return to the Beit Rishon spiritual experience. And then Rav Kook, again in this essay in Orot, he talks about how Ata Makot Hein Galim, now in our third stage, with the return to Eretz Yisrael, waves are surging. Ha'idiot ha'elohit v'ha'le'umit, the divine and national ideals, le'mahalach ha'it achtutan ha'tivit ha'vura b'tchiyat ha'uma b'shuva le'bitzaron, towards the natural and clear course of their unity in the nation's revival as it returns to its stronghold. And he writes that now we're at a stage, return to Eretz Yisrael, we must reintegrate the Beit Rishon ideal into the Beit Sheni Judaism in Eretz Yisrael. In sum, Rav Kook writes that Beit Rishon is a time of nationhood, a time of prophecy, a time of spiritual intuition, a time of spirit of the law. It's an ideal, but it's an ideal that fails. So Beit Sheni creates a framework that focuses on learning, on halacha, a framework that lasts throughout the Golus, but it becomes too dry. So Hasidism introduces the ideal relationship once again, and he hopes that he writes about how a return to Eretz Yisrael will hopefully lead to a synthesis of Beit Rishon and Beit Sheni ideals. What does it mean for us? It means that we are in exciting new times in the modern era with the return to Eretz Yisrael. In subsequent shiur, we'll discuss how Rav Kook, through this understanding of the development of Jewish history, rejects the common understanding of Yiridat HaDorot, the decline of generations, how he redefines what tshuva means, and how he has an innovative way of understanding a new generation of anti-religious Jews living in Eretz Yisrael during this time period.